when, how do we attain bhakti? How do we attain nishrada, which is the first state of bhakti? Only by the association of sadhu. But then comes the question, there are two types of shraddha. The general type of shraddha, and then we hear that is called vaidhi shraddha. And the other comes through the fear, that is called sat-sat-sat-sat-samoya shraddha. That type of shraddha is generated through fear of the scriptures. For example, we read the fifth canto of Bhagavatam, described as different habits punished. That the jiva upon leaving his gross body is punished by Yamaraj in different types of hell. So reading this, it becomes fearful. Oh my God, I should just perform devotional service. I will become free from sin. Otherwise, if I do not perform service in Krishna, I will have to suffer so much in this birth and next birth. So this is ordinary shraddha. So when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was discussing with Sri Ramananda Roy, they were discussing different types of bhakti. So when Sri Ramananda Roy, when that subject came up, Krishna Bhakti Rasa Bhavikamati, Kirtanai Kuta Pilabhyati, Tatsa Lolam Mukam, Ekamam Koti Janma Siddhiti, Nalabhyati. When this first came up, Mahaprabhu became very happy. So this is describing an actual shraddha that we are interested in, Raghunuk Shraddha. So how does that come? Tarasana, Rajya Nirmala, Sunil Bhakti Dhan, Tarasana Vibha Hoy, Honor Bhagavan. Sri Krishna Kaviraj Goswami described this special type of shraddha. That upon hearing upon the very, very sweet pastimes of Krishna and his eternal associates, what will happen? A greed may come in the heart. Oh, I also want to serve in the footsteps of the eternal associates of Krishna. So this type of shraddha is called, like Mark Kaviraj Goswami also described, Esa Saram Bhakti Dui Tukaka Et Vidhi Bhakti Adaravidya. Two types of shraddha. One is that Vaidhi shraddha, which will take you to Vaikuntha, will not take you past that. And that type of shraddha is practiced by all sampradayas, especially from Sri Ramanujacharya, Sri Vishnu Swami, Sri Nimbaditya. That type of shraddha you can get in other sampradayas. But in the sampradaya of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we are specifically interested in that shraddha which comes from descending from the heart of the Vrijbhakti through the Guru Parampara by the process of hearing. That is, like Sukadev, like Parikshit Maharaj. Who is his Diksha Guru? Who did he take mantra from? That is not truly given. But he took everything from the heart of Sukadev Goswami. How? Simply by the process of hearing. That is called bona fide Diksha, real Shraddha, Paramatic Shraddha.
Something wrong. Not perfect. Go on to off. You after that.
So I want to start.
You can ask question.
What is the sadhu?
What he asked?
What is the sadhu?
So you should reply.
Sadhu is coming to the word start being eternal.
No.
So that devotee who is established in his eternal relationship with the eternal original supreme person of Godhead, that person is called. We can say Sadmati, Satyate, Krishna, Sadhu.
First laugh and then. Laugh himself.
Sadhu means that person who can teach you the process of bhakti. He is practicing in his own life and he can teach you how to develop your love of Godhead. And he can also give us through that it's called Sadhu.
So the verse, Ador Shraddha, Tathar Sadhusanga, Sabhajana Kriya, Tathar Nathan Ruchi Jat, Tathar Nishtar Ruchi Asakti Bhava. So first, there's Shraddha. How does this come?
With interest that also here, they should not sleep.
So the verse is there, Bhakti Su Bhagat Bhakta Sangena Parijayate. Satsanga
he
knows that bhakti, that bhakti, it comes by association with Vaishnava, with sadhu. Bhakti to bhagat bhakti, by association with bhagat bhakti. So, how does
but you should know, there is not only one type of sadhu. There are so many categories. It depends on what category of bhakti you are associating. Oh, that kind of Shraddha will come to you. Not will be. Oh, same. If Narada comes and takes some his energy, even not energy, they make him angry. Even what he gives. Oh, to Nalkubara and Manikri important. And for this Krishna came himself to liberate them and to teach them. So there are categories of sadhu sangha and categories of shraddha. So first class of shraddha, second class, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, like this. Go on.
So how this shraddha is transmitted? It's explained in Srimad Bhagavatam. Satam prasangam mam abhiryasam vidau babanti vikkhana rasayana krita sat jyotanat ashu apabhava bhaktani shraddha bhakti shraddha rati bhakti anukramasati. That sadhu, he's speaking harikata, but by this very sweet harikata, rasayana krita, that sat jyotanat ashu apabhava bhaktani
rasayana
Satam Pasangam Namabhiyasam Vidau Bhavanti Vikana Rasayana Kata. That this very sweet Harikata. Why it's very sweet? Because the sadhu, he has Krishna within his heart. Very high class of sadhu. And Krishna, who is situated within his heart, is manifesting from his heart through his lips and coming in the form of sound. This is very Rasayana Kata. He's coming in the form of Shabda Brahma. And that person who is hearing, he's being attracted by this very sweet Harikatha from the sadhu, is going into his ear, and there, transcendental paramatic shraddha is being inculcated within his heart. This is the process by which paramatic shraddha is coming. There's two types of shraddha, paramatic shraddha and lokik shraddha. Lokik shraddha is a worldly faith, it's only material thing. But paramatic shraddha, this is transcendental shraddha. This shraddha is described by Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. Shraddha, Shraddha Shabde Vishwas Kahitu Shadishoy. Krishna Bhakti Kali Shraddha Karma Krishnamaya. That one who has a very firm and unflinching determination that only by engaging devotion service I have no other duties to perform. That this is the symptom of this seed of the Bhakti Lata, devotion creeper. This is the symptom of transcendental shraddha. That one who has that determination, Gurudev many times gives the example of Prahlad Maharaj, that he was ill-treated so badly by his father, but he never gave up his determination in devotional service. The seed of the mood of Srila Haridas Thakur, he said that you may whip me, or you may cut me into thousands and thousands of pieces, but I'll never give up holy name. So by hearing from sadhu, high-class sadhu, then the seed of this mood is inculcated within the heart. Then, as Raghunath Prabhu has explained, that this paramatic shraddha, it has two divisions, lobamai shraddha and shastra artha shraddha. By one, the sadhu, who is of mood of Vaikuntha, he will inculcate into the heart of the listener a shraddha which leads to Vaikuntha. And lobamai shraddha, as Raghunath Prabhu explained, this shraddha, which is symptomatic by greed.
First was, what name? First
was Shastra Avaranamai shraddha.
No. Shastra Avadharanamai.
Shastra
Avadharanamai.
Avadharanamai. Shastra Avadharanamai shraddha.
What is that?
This shraddha, this is symptomized by a type of affair that if I do not, all scriptures have said that we should engage in bhakti. And if one does not engage in bhakti, if instead one engages in activities of vanashram, taking care of so many worldly activities, the result is that ultimately one will get a hellish result. So understanding that without engaging in bhakti, that one will not really get happiness, but rather the result will be hellish. Then propelled by this motivation, one engages in devotional service, This is Shastra Avarachanamaya Shraddha. Then next is Lokamaya Shraddha.
Or this we may call, it is favorable for Vaidhi Bhakti. And in topest result, it may take into Vaikuntha.
So, by this Shraddha, engaging in devotional service in this, with this speed, then the topmost level that one can achieve is Vaikuntha. But then, next is Lokamaya Shraddha. That by hearing Harikatha from the lips of a Rasik, Bhagavu devotee, one, as Gurudev has explained, who is surfing in the ocean of Bhakti Ras, by hearing such Harikatha, sweet Harikatha, the pastimes of Krishna in Vrindavan, then this inculcates Lokamaya Shraddha. This Shraddha is symptomized by a greed that one is hearing of the pastimes of Sridham, Madhu Mango, one is saying of pastimes of Mother Yashoda, just as we're in Brisbane, and Gurudev was explaining the pastimes of Krishna in Vatsalira, those devotees like Mother Yashoda. Hearing such pastimes, then one develops a greed that, oh, I would like to serve like that. Or one may hear of the pastimes of Krishna with the maids, with the damsels of Vrindavan, and hearing such pastimes, then one will develop a greed that, oh, I would like to serve like that. Then this Lokamaya Shraddha, being watered by the process of hearing and chanting, then this ultimately will take one to Goloka Vrindavan. Then, upon receiving the...
I'm giving you one example. You know that Bilwa Bangal, in his first career, he was a Brahmin boy, having so many good qualities. His character was very high. And serving father and mother always. But anyhow, he was in the trap of Chintamani, a prostitute, but not ordinary prostitute, but always singing the glories of Krishna in sweet melody kirtan. And she was most beautiful. And only singing the song of Krishna sweet past. Like Narada Rishi, what doing? Narada Muni, Bajaya Bina, Radhika Ramana Name, Radhika Ramana Name, Radhika Ramana Name. Like this. A very sweet songs of Krishna past. So many boys used to come, so many young. And he saw and heard her kirtan, and she was so much attracted by her, of so beauty, so marvelous. And gradually he used to go. And for the greed of money, they used to sing so many beautiful songs to
Brahma.
And by going what?
Continuously.
He knew so many things of Krishna. So many. Though it was sung by a prostitute. He knew all. Knew. But after some time he took all his money. And the day, you know, that one day his father was died. He was so much attached to this prostitute, he could not check himself because so lusty. It was so raining, cold day. The river was overflooded. No way to go. No boat was there. In the dark night, in midnight. Anyhow, he gave something to Brahmins. He fed them. But so many things he collected and took in his gamcha or for prostitute. And he left. He was saying, how I can
cross
this river? Finally he saw that, oh, there are some wood or anything. Oh, by this I should cross. And he took the help of that and anyhow, very difficulty, he crossed anyhow. He was trembling with cold, severe cold war. He went near the house of prostitute. The wall, fencing well, was very high. Oh, it was very difficult to cross. He saw that a rope is coming from
the wall.
And they took that rope. And anyhow, he was trembling so much. Anyhow, he reached up the top of the wall, but after that he became senseless and he fell down on the other side. In the side of prostitute hall. And there was a sound. Prostitute heard the sound. Oh, Rani, what sound is this? He told to his maid servant. He quickly saw outside, very near, a person is lying down. Perhaps he has
fallen
down from the top of wall. Oh, with a torch or anyhow with a light, he saw, he is Bindamangal. Bindamangal. Both they took anyhow in the house and warned him, giving some hot. And then when he came in senses, then the prostitute, how you can? Really, that was not any wood or anything. Dead body. And so much
foul smell is coming from that.
Bad smell was coming. But he had no smell because he was so lusty. He was totally immersed in the lust. So no bad smell came. And he never saw that dead body. Apparently it was dead body, but he never. And after some time, he anyhow came. And that was not rope on the wall. A very poisonous snake, very long. And bite. He was catch holding of that. But he never realized this is a snake. Oh, this is also like that. Very lusty. And then he became senseless. So prostitute said, oh, bogus boy. If you have a taste for Krishna, affection, but
affection,
even affection, you have been gone to Krishna. So, I cannot do anything. हमारे रक्त शरीर मांस के लिए तुम इतना व्हाट इज इन माय बॉडी स्टूल यूरिन लैट्रिन एंड ऑल दिस थिंग कवर्ड विद वेरी ब्यूटीफुल बट नथिंग ओनली यू विल सी यूरिन लस्ट एंड हाउ मेनी थिंग्स एंड सो मच बैड स्मेल विल कम फ्रॉम दिस स्टूल. If you will chhod dega ek apna vayu bhi durgandh se bhar jayega. What?
It will pass wind.
A past wind will come. And this smell will cover the whole area, and you will do like this. Oh, this is full of that. And you are thinking, oh. And she rebuked him. And by the past previous impression, it gashed in the heart of
Billamanga.
At once he left. What he did? Oh, Sukriti was there. And so he took it seriously. And at once he left. And when he was going in the way, I'll go to Vrindavan, he decided, where Krishna is. He was going and he saw that on after 1 day, 2 days, 3 days, 4 days, 5 days, he was going, remembering the slokas of the kirtan of that prostitute, going. On the way he saw so many beautiful girls, they were taking, pulling water. And he saw that a very young lady, very, very beautiful. And his eyes attracted to her. He told that, can you give me water? And she gave water. Then he was thinking something. And when that lady returned to his home, he was following. And making something decision in the way. When she reached in house and she entered, oh, he came there. Now he was in the shape of a sadhu. Like us. And like sadhus, nothing. Then his husband did pranam to him. What he wants? What can I serve? How I can serve? Oh, I'm okay. I want to meet with your wife. He was sincere. So he never took any offense or any bad. He went inside and told, oh, a sadhu following you from that well. He wants to meet you. I don't know why. Oh, she was also sincere, she came. What you want? How can we serve? You can take prasadam here and you can rest here. He told that, oh, I have some request. Can you give your two
hairpins?
Oh, why not? I must give you if you like. She gave. And in front of all, and he took his, and he took his
pluck.
And then blood was coming. And he returned back. Oh, now it is okay. No, not waiting, not anything. Oh, these eyes are very bad. They have cheated me so many times. Now they cannot cheat. Because I cannot. And then I will remember Krishna. And then he was going, Krishna, Krishna. And in the meantime, Krishna saw how he will go. He took a shape of like a boy with his lakuti stick. And he came at once. Oh Baba, where you go? I'm going to Vrindavan. Who are you? I'm a boy, local boy. Oh, I want to go to Vrindavan. Oh, myself also going to Vrindavan. I live in Vrindavan. I was here for any reason. Oh, we want to go to Vrindavan. Oh, I can take you. You can have it.
Hold my stick
and I will take you. And he hold on his stick. And Billamangal, what doing? Oh. Chintamanir Jayati Soma Gurur Me Siksha Gurusto
Bhagavan
Sikh Pichamoli. Nila Swayambarasam
Jayasri
Laiti. And he began to glorify Krishna. He was thinking that this boy will never understand all these things. And in the way, what doing? Prayers, prayers, prayers. So beautiful coming from his. And it was very pleasing to Krishna. In the ear of Krishna. So it was given name
Krishna
Karanam. Srila Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami and all others have made commentary on a very beautiful excellent. This is what? Transcendental Saddha by Sukriti. And very gradually that impression came. And Krishna made it so much favorable. And he went to Vrindavan and very soon he...
So when he was going to Chintamani, that was like Sadhu Sangha?
Krishna has errand like that.
That was not Sadhu Sangha or that was Sadhu Sangha?
It is a party of Sadhu Sangha, but don't follow you all. You should follow.
But if we come to sadhu with any material reasons, that may change.
No harm.
That may change and then become...
Yes, sadhu sangha may change.
Chintamani was his fourth Pradarshan Guru.
He has taken him like his birth Pradarshan Guru.
Was she a pure devotee?
No, she was not. But Krishna made this arrangement. Any person who is detached from worldly
sense principles.
He is nirvinna. Nirvin means?
Not so much attached, not detached.
No, thought. Hum jo kar rahe pehle. If it is any person is totally detached from worldly desires, or he is in the way of jnana, he cannot be bhakta. His all thing has been burnt. So he cannot come. Those who are totally asakta, they are karmi. Very hard to make them. Those who are not attached so much, not detached so much. Like Bindu Mangal, like others, then very quickly you will come in the line of pure bhakti. But if your heart, all desires and everything has been burnt by nirvishesh jnana, then in whole life you cannot be has love and affection, pure. That is called Saddha. And after Saddha, you?
Ado Shraddha Tito Sadhu Sangha. Sadhu Sangha.
What is Sadhu Sangha? How many kinds Sadhu Sangha?
According to the according to one's past decrees and sanskars, he has a particular opportunity or greater opportunity for bhakti. So according to his past accumulation of spiritual pious deeds, not material pious deeds like giving money to a hospital, but spiritual pious activities, even unknowingly, like visiting a temple, or reading Shastra, visiting Vrindavan, honoring Mahaprasad, after accumulating such spiritual pious activities, even unknowingly, for many, many births, according to how much he has, he attains that quality of sadhu. There are different kinds of speakers. One, for example, is called Sarak, full of material enjoyment. Another kind of speaker is Nirag. He has no material attachment at all. if you hear from a person who is full of material attachment, you may make some benefit, but that benefit will never be lasting, as we see in all of our experience, and we have to get higher association. If we associate with sadhus who have no material attachment, then according to their degree of Krishna praying or closeness to it, we can make that much advancement. When one has accumulated many, many millions of births of very good sukriti and samskaras, impressions on the heart from those pious activities, he may come in contact with a self-realized soul. And then he'll inquire of him submissively, serve him, and such a transcendental realized soul will impart knowledge unto him because he has seen the truth. And what is that knowledge? He'll be free from all illusion, and he'll understand that everyone is Krishna's part and parcel and belongs to him. There are different levels of materialistic so-called sadhus. Then there are three levels of very pure sadhus. Just like Narada Muni, before he became fully self-realized, when he was doing austerities and chanting, under the guidance of his self-realized guru, the four Kumaras, he saw, after thousands of years of severe austerity, he saw Lord Narayan for 1 second, and then Lord Narayan disappeared, and he began weeping and weeping. And then, all of a sudden, he heard an aerial voice, a voice from the sky, and that was Lord Narayan. And he said, because you're not completely pure, he had some tiny desire in the mode of goodness. That is, his desire was not bad. It was, I'd like to do bhajan in a secluded, very sacred place by a river, alone, in a forest. So he said, because you're not completely pure yet, you won't be able to see me until all those desires are completely washed away. So if you want to see me permanently, then you should chant my glory, chant my holy name, preach all over, and gradually you'll become pure, and when you're completely pure, then you'll be able to see me permanently. So this is one level of a pure sadhu. More than that is Sri Sukadeva Goswami, who spoke to Srimad Bhagavatam through Maharaj Rishi. And then Narada Muni, when he became fully purified, and he left his material body, and at once he got a spiritual body of Narada, with that body, he's able to travel all over any planet in any material universe and in any spiritual planet, even going to Goloka Vrindavan, in the planet where Ramchandra lives, all over the Vaikuntha planet, and without any spaceship, only dancing through the skyways with his Veena, he can go anywhere and serve so many incarnations of the Lord. Then he became a topmost kind of sadhu. So in this way, according to one's sukritis and sanskars, one meets that level of sadhu, and having met, let's say, many different people meet the highest level of sadhu, according to one's sukritis and sanskars from previous birth, he's able to follow more or less. Just like I asked Gurudev some years ago in Vrindavan, I see so many of your devotees, especially your Indian devotees. They're chanting 1 lakh a day, 2 lakhs a day, and they sleep 2 or 3 hours a night, and the rest of the time chanting and serving. How can I be like them? He said, don't imitate them, because then you'll fall apart. They have so many lives in the background, and that's why they're able to follow so easily.
Very good. So, Sadhu Sangha. Sadhu Sangha, I will forget. I may forget. You were roaming here and there and here also. You should remember your, otherwise I am old, I will forget. I wanted to tell you. Here Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha has been told for what category of Sadhu Sangha. That Shyam Rani told 3 categories. First, Narad in his first character, and then Sukadeva Goswami, and the third, Narada Goswami in his last character. First, first stage, he was sadhu, but you know, not so high class of that. He was practicing. Bhakti lives in the heart of sadhu. Pure bhakti in pure sadhu. So, if a bhakti is not pure, bhakti will not be there. He can cheat you. He must cheat you. So bhakti, pure bhakti is in pure heart of pure bhakta. So Narada at that time was bhakta. But he can help us by his Hari Katha. No? And Sukadeva Goswami, he will also like Parikshit Maharaj. He will get sweet Hari Katha, some power, energy also. But in third stage, second stage of Narada, so your bhakti should come. At once, quickly, you will, what? Your bhakti will come, you will dawn. Evaṁ pratasva priyanāma kṛtya jātānurāgo duta cittau hatattathoro datirauti gāyat unamādhajata nityati lokamāyā. At once, quickly, Mahāprabhu told, tigers and bears and elephants, you should dance and talk and chant Krishna. They folded down on their necks and began to tell, Krishna, Krishna, in their language. So like this, bhakti always lives in the heart, pure hearts of pure devotees. Otherwise, if you go to a sadhu, so-called, he is really no sadhu, and his heart is not pure. Their bhakti is what bhakti? Amalgamated with karma and jnana. Or he can give something like that, because the heart is pure bhakti and what? Akhanda bhakti rasa is not there. So he cannot give. So maybe he cheated. And it is seen in this world, these kinds of cheated guru who are cheating himself and they are cheating of others. That I am sadhu like this. Pure bhakti they cannot give. Even sadhu is not speaking and you will go to them, rays of bhakti will come. You say, you will see that you are becoming there, one point. This is the symptom. So you should try to know all this. If no pure bhakta, no pure bhakti will come. They cannot tell all these things. They have not realized, they have not practiced at all. Always they wanted to cheat others by the name of bhakti. When Bilvamangal left his house. In house he had so many children, so many boys and so many girls, his wife, his father, mother. And he was only a person that who can look after them. But when he left, what he did? Any arrangement for their sons and daughters and always think this is my responsibility. He kicked all these responsible like football. He forget everything. Now only no responsibility. Where is Krishna? Like Mahaprabhu, you know? Kaam or prana prajandananda. जहाँ लगी कहाँ जाऊँ कहाँ करूँ पाऊँ प्रजेंद्रनाथ वल्ली देश वल्ली देश वल्ली देश. So bhakti is like and sadhu sangha anartha nivritti bhajan kriya. What is bhajan kriya? You can you bhajan kriya something Huh, now you can ask. Who was asking?
Very simple question.
Very simple.
Relating to what Shamarani Midi was saying, that one attains a quality of sadhana according to the degree of sukhati, and yet, Prabhupada, I believe, said that we are creating their sukhati. But I just see a little bit of a paradox there, because if they only come to the association of the great sadhana like Srila Prabhupada, but on the other hand,
they're
saying I'm creating this
difficulty.
But it seems that
According to Shamarani Didi's presentation, that according to our sukriti, we attain sadhu sangha.
He should not take his all these things. And he cannot
understand.
In a word, it cannot be explained all things. His idea was not to tell like this. Something more also. What was that? What she told?
According to our sukriti,
sukriti. Sadhu Sangha may create new sukriti also.
This is what he is telling now, and he doesn't know how to reconcile.
Reconcile, and he should respond. He had not told that only past. Some present sukriti also will come by hearing. Some more inspiration will come by this. And thus he will keep it. Understand? Okay? So new sukriti and plus that has told in the slok. Bhakti stu bhagavat sanghe in parijayate sasanga prapte
kumbhi
sanchitai sukriti means
so much sukriti.
What meaning?
Connection, great connection of
Sukriti, more going, and so much sukriti. Past, future and all. And that sukriti will be so much strong. And then sadhu.
To answer what he said, to reconcile the two, those of us who met Prabhupada and those of us who met Prabhupada through his book, by millions of births we came to meet him. And then by associating with him, he gave us more sukriti so we can meet you.
Oh, it is all right? No harm. Because I cannot cheat. Never. What I have in my heart, pure bhakti, I'm trying to give you. I don't want any self. What?
Self-gain,
nothing. So, it may be. What?
Sridev, you were mentioning that only the sadhu who can give all of these tattvas, many, many pastimes and many, many shastric evidences are there, then he's through the bhakta, only he can give these things. But we see that many, many devotees become very learned. And they can speak many, many tapas. But are they really giving that tapa just because they can remember it? Or is it what is deep within the heart of that sadhu that is?
I could not understand.
He's telling that you are presenting that the sadhu has that pure bhakti within his heart, all the tapas he has realized, and he can give that to those who are...
As much as they have, if they are poor, pure, as much as they have collected, bhakti is in them. That much they can help. Not like Narad, not like Sukadeva Goswami, not like Arjuna. They will help you so much. But according to their stage, they will help.
He is telling that but the bhakta, any bhakta devotee may have learned so many things. And
learning will not do. I know that she never went to college. I never went to college. I have not read Ka, Kha, Ga, Anuswar, Visarg. I have never. But I know so many Anuswar, Visarg in Mathura, here and there. Oh, they have read Chatur Veda with sound, with what? Harsha.
Yes.
Dirgha, Pluta, and so many things. Oh, they are blessed, they are so very long, but they have no bhakti at all. They are Mayabadi totally. Or if no Mayabad, they don't give preference to bhakti than worldly responsibility and making money. Always they are engaged in making money and position, politics and all these things. I know so many high class of learned person. I think that also, have you gone to school, colleges and Shyamrani?
I went to college, but I took LSD in my college year. No one in that college, but I quit college. That was my whole college.
Oh. Try to come and believe in the college of school of Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj. Totally blind. Haridas Thakur. Oh, come in the university of Haridas Thakur. Haridas Thakur is school, not school. University. More than college. And Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj. Oh, he was blind. Oh, he was not qualified to write his name in Bengali even. But he was the guru of the most learned person in whole universe at that time. You know, Bhakti Siddhanta. So, we should try to be like that. Gaurakishore.
One time you said in Holland that you cannot get the association of Rupa Nuga Vaishnava by sakriti. You can only get it by mercy.
Yes, it is all right.